Okay, today we're going to finish with Halacha Yud-Aleph. We didn't read this part this time. The Ramah at the end of the Sif, the last three dinim had been about things that were made from not regular wine, meaning not just squeezing grapes to make grape juice and then turn them into wine, but from the leftovers from the making of wine, that chatanim and shmarim. So there's the different parts of the little kind of unusual things. And the Rambam adds in another variation of that. It says, Yain simukim, raisin wine, pirish, shanas anamayim mahanav miyaveshim, that you put water onto raisins, you soak them, and to draw out juice, or draw out sugar to make wine or juice out of it. It has the din of yain, umbis nasich, and if a guy touches it, it turns into stam yain, and becomes asur. Okay, so we're going to talk about today's topic is raisin juice concentrate, and that is that there were times in history that Yidden had a hard time getting wine or grape juice. It was not available, or it was expensive, I don't know, whichever one. They obviously couldn't get grape juice, because without pasteurization you can't get much grape juice. It doesn't last very long, but even wine was hard to come by. Darach HaShulchan says how they always, basically that's how they always make Kiddush almost on raisin juice. They had to use raisin juice. That was the only thing that was available. You know, raisins last, and they made themselves raisin juice, and that's what they, or raisin wine, and they made, that's what they used for Kiddush. And if you look in Aruch Chaim, we'll talk about it a little bit, we look in Aruch Chaim, the Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Kiddush, it talks about making raisin wine. Because, okay? Again, for the Hilchos Brachos of when you make Hagafen on it, and the Hilchos Kiddush, when it's Kosher for Kiddush. And by us, the Ramah sticks in that also it's considered wine in our dinim of Stam Yayin, what we want to talk about, which is what we care that whether it's considered wine, but that could become Stam Yayin also. Okay, now, that was back then. Nowadays it's not like that. It's very easy to get, easy and basically, and cheap enough for us to get wine and grape juice. So most of us have never heard of anybody who ever made Kiddush on raisin juice, unless their mom's like, you know, stuck in a hotel by mistake in the middle of no place, and they had to make their own wine right away. So for us, making raisin juice is not something that we think about for the Aruch Chaim side of it, for the Hilchos Brachos and the Hilchos Kiddush side of it. That's not what we think about it. But commercially, what companies do is they still make raisin juice. They make raisin juice, and then they concentrate it, and then they sell raisin juice concentrate, particularly for some reason used in bakeries, in baked goods, for whatever reason, as a sweetener. And all substance that sound like that's what? Okay. Okay. Good, I didn't know that.
Self-calcium propionate in a natural way.
Okay, so that's the reason. Instead of using calcium propionate, they use that. Okay, so there's aside for the sweetness, and also it's a preservative also. Okay, all right, that's fine. I believe you. So for us, the shayla is not raisin juice. The shayla for us is raisin juice concentrate. Okay, that's for us, the practical side of the shayla like that. Okay. Another difference is between then and now, is, and we'll see the enough community, this is that it used to be the traditional way, like the Ramah says, is you take raisins and you soak them in water. Okay, you soak them in water to get out the sugar out of the raisins, and it makes raisin juice, which eventually becomes raisin wine. Okay, but nowadays they're not that patient, so what they do is they use hot water. Okay, they pour hot water onto the raisins to get the sugar out and make raisin juice out of it. Okay, why does it? Who use grape juice? So I don't know about taste-wise. They don't taste the same. And David says it has other properties to it also. And you'll hear another reason in a second about why there's a value to them using it. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But that's what they do. Okay. So we have to understand whether it's, for us, raisin juice concentrate, and raisin juice concentrate particularly made with hot water, is the way we face it. Not the way Azadis did it, which was raisin juice made out just soaking in regular water.
Hot water is going to make a difference?
Yeah, you're gonna hear. We'll talk about the how it makes a difference. Yeah. Okay. Now, the last thing I have to tell you is about 15 years ago, maybe a little bit more, something changed about raisin juice, and that is now it's hard to imagine. Right. It used to be very good. It used to be considered group one. It used to be taken without hashgacha, but it was always kosher. Okay. It was. Well, I'll say they looked at it like it was raisin paste, like just ground up raisins. Okay. So it used to be group one, and then. people started looking into it and they said, well, it doesn't make any sense. And to the point that it became, you need hashgacha to meet this. Okay, it went from one extreme to the other. It went from being no hashgacha to hashgacha to meet this. Okay, it was like pretty dramatic. As you could imagine, the companies involved were very unhappy about that. Very, very unhappy about that. Some of them shared their frustration with me. Not in the most pleasant way. So what happened was, while this was going on, while this was tumbling and they were trying to decide what to do with it, a number of hashgachas came up with the reasons to say is, okay, we'll accept what the Ramah says, that it's wine, that's considered wine, we'll believe you that that's considered wine, but we have a way to make it, we have a way to automatically make it mevushal, and you shouldn't eat hashgacha to meet this. Okay, and that's what we're going to focus on today is, we have eitzes of how to make it. We will accept what you're saying that it's considered wine, but we have an eitz of how to make it mevushal automatically. Okay, and therefore there won't be a shaila. Okay, and that's what we're going to talk about. What those eitzes were, the ideas that the shailas that came up going to potentially say is we can make this thing automatically. So it's true, it's wine, but it doesn't have hashgacha to meet this. Okay. Okay, and that's going to be, if I got myself right, I'm in three parts. Okay, three parts. Okay. The first is like this. The Gemara never says what our Ramah says, which is that raisin juice, what's called raisin juice, raisin wine, same thing. Our Gemara never says that raisin juice can become samyang. Okay, actually, the Gemara doesn't say very much about raisin juice at all. All the Gemara says is that if you want, you can make kiddush on raisin juice. Because b'dieved, you could use it in the Beis Hamikdash as wine. B'dieved, it works. And the klal is, anything b'dieved is kosher for wine, for the sochem in Beis Hamikdash, is much even l'chatchila to make kiddush on. So you can make kiddush on it. Okay? So it's like two words in the Gemara. It's a list of different things that are b'dieved kosher for the sochem, l'chatchila kosher for kiddush, and then it doesn't have any details about what that means, what reason why it means. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't give us any pattern. Okay? But the riff, that Gemara is in Mabasra. Okay, the Rif in Pesachim, in talking about Kiddush, says a few things about raisin juice, and he says one of them is like this. He says is that when, in order to say that this, what you make out of this is considered wine, in order to be able to make Kiddush on it, it has to be that there's enough moisture in the raisin that when you squeeze it, something comes out of it. Moisture comes out of it. Okay, but if you squeeze it and nothing comes out of it, it's so dry that nothing comes out of it, the wine that you make out of that thing would not be considered wine. And the Gemara doesn't say a word about it. The Gemara just says, yain simukim, that's all it says. Okay? But the Rif says that that's what it means, that you have to have to squeeze out of it. Anybody wants to try, we have tissues here also, if you could try to squeeze it out, you'll see that when you squeeze it, okay, these are, I think,
must have a little oil in them, right?
There's the one on the outside, that's not what I'm talking about. No,
I know that's not what I'm talking about.
What? No, he's saying the box,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You see, you try, you'll see, you're not getting the oil. So these, actually, for this demonstration, that's not for this, but for this demonstration, I try to buy, I think these are cheaper raisins, they would be less juicy, but you'll see, when you squeeze them, you'll see how stuff comes out of them, if you're willing to get your hands dirty.
What comes out of it?
Like a mush comes out of it.
You can't, no juice.
There's a juice that's come out of it. Some moisture, something liquidy has come out of it.
It's going to come out of the drips.
It's like the little boxes for soft boils. Those ones are really dry.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about in a second.
There's some liquid come out that drips.
I don't know if it would drip, like as in pouring out, like as you're pouring a bottle of Pepsi.
Not drip.
See,
tell us what you're talking about.
Okay. Everyone take a raisin. Everyone take some raisins. And squeeze it.
I will get the bug out of it.
Okay.
It'll
build
some
bugs. I will. It's okay. You can't do it.
That's
okay.
What am I supposed to do? Our
raisins are so dry.
No. Listen, they're not hard. Be patient. Okay.
Just got black.
What? Okay. So the Mechaber brings in the Chizkidish. In the Chizkidish and the Chizbachos. He says it's okay. Now,
if it's dry, you shouldn't be able to make any way to sound
right. I'm coming back, just be patient. Give me a second. So even though the Rif and Shulchan Aruch say it for Kiddush and for Hilchos Brachos, people assume that it's the same thing is true here for Stam Yagel, so it's the same rule. Okay? So, people, I think the Shach brings in, it's assumed that over here, that it means that the same rule applies to the Gemara. So, which is the whole din is, at its core, is starting from this Gemara, starting from that Gemara. So the it's all starting from this one Gemara. The rest says it in that Gemara, in Kiddush. Okay, that was what he was talking about. Okay, now. So, people came up with the following kula. They said it's, you know, the people who make raisin juice, people make raisin juice concentrate, they don't go to Jewel and buy raisins. Okay, that's not what they do. Okay, they don't even buy, you know, truckloads of raisins. They use something called raisin blows. They don't, I'll say it again. They don't use regular raisins, they use raisin blows. Maza raisin blows, what does that mean?
Blow?
Exactly, yes. Yeah, that is to say that when the companies make raisins, they dry out their grapes, of course, and they make them into raisins, and then they sort them by size. Okay, there's different sizes of raisins. But another thing they have to do is they blow air through from underneath the raisins so that any raisins that come from underdeveloped grapes, okay, those raisins that are not fit to sell to the public, if you found them in your box, you wouldn't want to eat them. Those ones that are not fit to sell to the public, they're lighter than the other ones, they're not as dense as the other ones, and they blow out from the rest of the raisins, and those blow out of the feed. So these go on to sell to consumers in their different sizes, and these ones blow out, and they're called raisin blows because they blow them out. Okay, that's and those raisins have, well, those raisins are, the way they describe it, the way it looked was they have no insides to them. They look like they're just, so to speak, just peeled. Okay? So these raisins, you can't sell them to the public. No, I do not have a picture of it. In those days, my camera didn't have my phone. I don't know if I had a phone in those days, but I'm sure it didn't have pictures. So the raisin blows are what they sell to the raisin juice companies, because you can't sell it to the public, but you can still use it in raisin juice. Another reason why they make it out of raisins instead of grapes is another cheap thing. They're basically using it for garbage, stuff that would have been thrown out. They're getting something good out of it.
Nobody uses any regular raisins ever.
I'm going to say, let me talk. So, they sell these to the raisin juice companies, that's what they sell to, and so someone said, listen, since the thing is that it has to be raisins that have moisture in them, and these raisins sound like they're really dried out, right, they have to dry out raisins, so maybe we're okay, because we're making the raisin juice concentrate out of stuff that's not considered, it's not considered one.
Why are they more dried out than regular raisins? Just because they're from underdeveloped grapes.
So that means that there's less inside to them.
It might be a little less.
So it was a try. It was a suggestion. So we went to a company that makes raisins and said, send us your raisin blows. Send us a box of them. We want to see what they look like. Okay. So when the box showed up, when the bag of it showed up, they laid it out, and from across the room, Rebelsium shuffled and they said, nah, those are regular raisins. That's fine. Those are plain old raisins. So they're a little different. The moisture was a drop less. Usually raisins are 16% moisture. These are 14.5%. They were a little bit less moist. But they said, nah, those are regular raisins. They looked odd, and they tasted a little different. Had a little like a grainy kind of a taste. But basically, they were regular raisins. Now, when we picked through those raisin blows, then we found the raisins that the Riff was talking about. Okay, within the raisin blows, there were taco ones that were so dry and so hard, there was nothing. Okay, that's why when you squeeze it, you say, nah, nothing came out of this thing. Okay, until you see one of those, it's like squeezing a paper clip. There's like nothing. What?
You know,
we did it.
It was for this. You
think that some people have more moist raisins than this?
Yes.
I don't believe these mechanically dried. But I for the
originally dry. In the old days, you put it on the roof. You know,
that's what they do. They just lay down. That's how they make raisins. It's
different. Sun-made or
right. So they said, nah, these are not the raisins that he was talking about. And the other thing is that when you realize that the separation through making blowing them out of the bottom by which ones fly off means there's a fair amount of real raisins fall in there also, okay? In other words, it's not like only very specific raisins go out and all the ones go back. This is not such scientific. What?
It's not like a size filter. It's like
correct. So it does work properly. So there are real raisins mixing through there also. So that didn't fly. Okay, that's sad to say. They're making it from raisins that are not considered raisins. That didn't fly. Okay, they didn't buy them. Okay. Now, a side angle that is, we have to just pause for a second and say is, let's say we were looking at those raisins and say, oh, those are really the dry raisins. Let's say we be at Kiva, we really say, nah, these are the raisins that the Rebbe was talking about that are not dry raisins. Okay, but those raisins, those are the raisins, there's some mystical raisins that are the ones that he's talking about. He says, let's pause for a second. As somebody mentioned, Raisin Juice Company, what are they doing? Okay, they're making raisin juice. That's what they're doing. Okay, so it's true. There's such a thing as making raisin juice with very dry raisins that makes something that probably has a little taste of raisin juice, but it's not real. These guys are not making something that's just a little bit of a taste. That's their business, is to make raisin juice constantly. That's what they're doing. So it's hard to believe. Again, don't think about the riff exactly what he said. The riff didn't come from a Gemara. He said from his Sfar, he's saying is, it's only raisins just if it's like this, not if it's like this. So if we had a guess, you think that people making raisin juice concentrate, are they making raisin juice or they're not making raisin juice? So we, without knowing anything, we just assume that they probably are. Okay, so now we know the truth because they're using raisins that are pretty moist. But even if we didn't know that, to say that they're not making raisin juice is hard to believe. That's every day of the week they make raisin juice. So to say, no, they're not making raisin juice, why? Because the riff said that. The riff looked at raisins, these raisins are raisin juice and these are not. So if we had a guess, we would guess that the company making raisin juice is making raisin juice. Okay. So, okay. Now, the next thing is like this. I told you that the Gemara says you can make kiddush on raisin juice. Okay? And that's in Or HaChaim. It talks about you can make kiddush from raisin juice. So if you look in Or HaChaim, the makor to that din that you can make wine, you can make kiddush on raisin juice is from that Gemara in Baba Basra. Okay? When you look in our din, when you look at our din, so the Ramah says is that you can make, it's considered wine. The Taki Moshe does not bring that Gemara as his Makar. Okay? Taki Moshe says, you know how I know that that's wine and it could become Stam Yain? He says, because it says in the Yisav Hetzer and the Maro Bach. Okay? Pause for a second, I'm going to tell you what that says in a second. Okay? Before I continue to tell you what on, you should know that there's the Knesset Dela says, Knesset Dela in his Hagosh on the Tour, says that you could, if you read the Gemara that says Yain Simukim, you could understand that the Gemara is only talking about juice made by literally by squeezing raisins. No water in it. Just squeezing raisins, and I know that everybody tried really hard to get some juice out of it, but squeezing raisins, and whatever comes into the cup, that's what you make kiddush on. That's what the Gemara, you could imagine the Gemara is talking about. It happens to be. Chacham Tzvi learns like that. Okay? Chacham Tzvi learns like that, but that's what it means. You could, it says, Yain Tzibukim means literally just like grape juice means you squeeze grapes. Yain Tzibukim can mean you squeeze raisins. He said, it's a really good question. He says, you could have such a halamina.
What's Chacham
Tzvi?
He's a holy Jew. What's he talking about?
Beats me. Beats me. You could squeeze. I mean, I guess if you squeeze.
All these, just to say, there are different
types of
raisins. Our raisins are different than
the cup of raisins. I can't think of any raisins. What are you talking about? How did you get a cup of raisin juice out of squeezing raisins? It's hard to believe.
They're very moist. You don't know how long this stays.
I can't understand the Chacham Tzvi. The Knesset Gedolah says you have such a haramina. He says a haramina. So Mamela, he wants to include Isvahet and Marobach, who took in that water, and that's why the Ramah says Yain Tzimukim. Over here he says Pirush Shenasa Maimal Nomination. Okay, because the Chiddush of the Ramah here is that it's not just squeezed raisin juice; it's even raisins that you soaked in water that also counts as raisin juice. Okay, so now, what is the Dakimarshus? Right, he means from Isvahet. And a Marobach. Okay? So, for those of you who don't know, who are not as smart, as smart as I was 2 weeks ago, the Marobach is most famous for being one of the four people that Marie Berav tried to give Simichot to. Okay? One of the four people that they chose was one of them, and the Marobach was one of the other ones. He was the Rav of Yerushalayim at that time. And the Marie Berav gave him Simichot, and he's the one who fought against it. Okay? He turned it down. And he fought against it, and that's why the Smicha didn't continue. He led the fight against the Marie Berav, restarting certain things of Smicha. Okay? That's his most famous one. And in his Shuvas, there's pages of him writing against this idea of giving Smicha. Okay. So, the Isav Hetter and the Marobach. Okay? But if we're going to look at the Isav Hetter Marobach, we're going to find out something else that's not in the Ramah. That's like this. The Isav Hetter is talking about the dinner from Kuf Yudal, which is which fruit wines are considered wine, or what is considered wine, or what are you allowed to drink, or what you have to be conscious for, and this and that. And at the end, he says, he quotes Rambam, who says that raisin juice also can become stam yain. Okay? At the end, the Isser Heter, at the end of his thing, he says, but raisin wine, and I'm talking about these difficult to fruit wines, but raisin wine is considered wine, and it becomes stam yayin. If a guy touches it, it becomes asur. Okay? On that din, in the Rambam, the Kesa Mishnah says, the Rambam just said that it's like regular wine. Okay? He didn't say anything special about it. He just said, raisin wine is like regular wine. He says, so the Kesa Mishnah says, that's mashma, that you need hamshacha for the raisin juice, just like every other wine. If you remember, I mentioned, and we're going to talk about it, it's coming in a few dinim, the dinim from Shachet is that when you squeeze grapes, the mush that's left, the must that's left behind, that stuff that gets squeezed out doesn't yet have the din of wine. Until you do hamshacha, until the liquid separates from the solids, that's when it gets the din of considered wine. Okay, when it separates one from the other, that's when it's considered wine. So the Kesa Mishnah says, well, the Rambam didn't say there's something special about this wine, so Pasha says that it needs hamshacha, just like every other wine. Okay? Which is to say, this is my raisin juice. We'll talk more about it soon. This is my raisin juice. Okay, that's been sitting for a few days. 3.5 days. So, if you look at it like this, when the raisin and the raisins and the water are still sitting mixed together, that's not considered wine. That's not considered wine. But, only when you do hamshacha, when you separate the liquid from the juice, that's what's considered wine. Okay? In other words, this is hamshacha. When we take the liquid out of the juice, I'm doing this also so you people have. I offered you free samples, so you probably don't want to drink with the raisins in it. How often are you supposed to make a guffin?
3 days is enough.
We're going to talk about that in a second, but yes, this make a guffin. You make it because you don't like it, or because you don't believe me that it's wine yet. Okay, so you can wait till the end to make your broccoli. You do whatever you like to.
Do you have water or?
This is regular water. No, regular water. This is regular water, just sitting in my house.
You kept it sealed in the house.
So we'll talk about that in a second, whether I had to, but yes, the shiksa was in the house yesterday, so it was sealed yesterday. I didn't get a picture of that when it was sealed, but yeah, it was sealed yesterday. I went to the kosher. Okay, so the Kesa Mishnah says that until you make hamshacha, it's not considered wine like all the wine. He says, what else? Why would you think otherwise? Okay, that's one of the people. Okay, the Marobach says after it's been sitting for a bunch of days, it's considered wine and there's no need to do hamshacha. Even though for regular wine, this is thing, you have to make hamshacha. For this stuff, you do not have to make hamshacha. And he says, why? He says, what's the reason why? He says, in a regular wine, the normal thing is you take the peels and the pits out of the wine as you let it sit. So that's the cutoff between when is it a grape and when does it become wine is when you do the hamshacha. That's like a logical cutoff to make when you separate the liquid from the solids. But in raisins, that you let them sit in there, so then that doesn't make sense. That should be the time. Why should you have to wait until then? So he says, so I'll tell you. So the time is, after it sits for a couple of days, that's when it becomes wine automatically.
Sorry,
I'm going to try to explain it. I can't tell you. I fully understand it. He says, by regular wine, the normal thing is you separate the liquid from the solids. You separate them from one another. And since it's normal to separate that, that's the cutoff from when it becomes being squished grapes to being wine or grape juice. Wait, 1 second. But for a raisin juice, when you make it, the normal thing is you do leave it mixed in. You leave it mixed in. So if you sit, it can't be the cutoff is when you separate that, because that's sort of like going to be wine long before that time. So we'll have to make a different cutoff. The cutoff will be after it sits for a couple of days and it turns into wine. Okay? Now, it's hard to understand this far. And it's hard to understand because we're going to talk about this a different time. In red wine, you do leave this stuff in. Okay? So it's not so clear. Wait a minute. That's what the story is. Yes, lady. It's your choice. It's just like wine, regular wine. You could drink wine without fermenting. We call it grape juice. Or you could ferment it. Yeah, that was like way a thousand shirim ago. Yeah, that's considered wine. It's an old minimum wine. Yeah. Okay, so he says this. So he says the shir is 3 days. Now, I'm going to tell you, everybody quotes the Marabach as saying that. My point here so far was the Marabach says you do not need hamshacha, and the Kesem said you do need hamshacha. Okay, but everybody quotes, we need to pause now, everybody quotes the Marabach as saying that if it sits for 3 days, that's when it's considered wine. And I mean, just about everybody who talks about this din quotes the Marabach, who's the bigger, the most significant makor for this din, and they say it has to sit for 3 days. Okay, everyone, whoever's talking about this. Okay, now you. So the question is, where did he come up with this thing that it should sit for 3 days? What would be the shear that should, why would 3 days be the cutoff over here that it should be that it has to sit for 3 days? So, some people said, Rabbi Falber, the father, says, I know why it's 3 days, because the Marabach is Lushitasin. Because this is Marabach and Simin Memaros. Marabach is in Kuflam Ches, of course, everybody who's here is Chazri Marabach, she was Marabach, knows that in Simin Kuflam Ches, he says that Kavosh, you know, the din of Kavosh Kemavoshal takes 3 days. That din of Kavosh takes 3 days. And if you didn't remember from the Chazri Marabach, the Prim Gadol is in the Halachas of Kavosh. He even said that there's a Marabach who says in Simin Kuflam Ches that Kavosh takes 3 days. So the reason why he said it takes 3 days is because you have to get all the juice out of it, you have to be Kavish it, so it holds 3 days. Okay, that's what he wants to say. So, Instead of one, we're trying to figure out why we say 3 days. The church doesn't come from. He says, oh, Marabach is Lishitasi. Of course, there's two very serious weaknesses with saying that. And the first is that prim gadol that I just told you says that Chita Marabach is not even a tzad for a sekzek. Okay, it doesn't count as anything. We totally reject that Chita and mean nothing. We don't hold like that. Which would mean is that in came for our day, we should say it should take 24 hours. Okay, if we think that it's if that's what he's coming from, then we should throw it out completely. But second thing is like this. Here's the Marabach. Okay? The Marabach is not a very long tshuva. This is the part that people are quoting. He says, V'kivin t'far avu gimu yom ishnosu amayim b'zorchat simukim ha'yukyan gomor. Since 3 days passed and it's been soaking, it's considered wine, v'mkei maga gori oisiboy, and the gori touching it is going to make it usher. Okay, that's the quote of the Marabach, that, of the part that's saying that after 3 days it's considered wine. Okay? Well, that's this is what you would see if you saw the tshuva. I mean, the tshuva is a few more paragraphs, but this is the important part of the tshuva. But after he signs his name, he says, you know what? I'm going to tell you over what the shaila was. Okay? So here's the shaila. Okay, this is how we quote the shaila. Okay, here's the shaila. Zeh shakti mai shashai. This is a story that happened like this. There were people who wanted to make raisin juice.
Who's writing?
The Marabah. There's them writing, explaining what the shaila was. There were people making raisin juice. Okay? So they put it into a barrel, and on Wednesday they put it into the barrel. And then Friday night, the barrel was overflowing. I guess it was fermenting. It was overflowing. And they were having a problem. I guess it was messy or whatever it was. So they called the guy in the house to stir the thing or to help fix things up. So Mamela, the guy, had touched it. So now they had a shayla. What should they do? Is it mutter asr? Okay, it's time nine. But there was no hamshach yet. Should they consider mutter? Should be asr? So that's what he talks about. And he says, yes. You have to do that. Okay, well, from Wednesday to Friday night, is not 72 hours. Okay, this is Lishitasa, because you think you need 3 days in order to make kavush, didn't happen. Okay, from Wednesday to Friday night, doesn't, I know, yes, it could be that he really meant it was late on Tuesday night, and this and that, but no. Okay, most people say we did it on Wednesday to Friday night, doesn't mean 3 days. Which means to me sounds like, he didn't, and look at now, and now look again at the, so to speak, the tshuva. He didn't say that there is a shear, it has to be 3 days. All he said was, it had been sitting for so long, by now it was already considered stangai. He didn't say that the shear is 3 days. He just, it was already 3 days passed. Okay, by now it's already considered one. Okay?
We had that point, even if the tracker was 3 days.
Yes. The wording that he says, right, he's saying, well, it was so long already, it's like 3 days, already such a long thing, so you don't believe like that. Okay, now, but I'm telling you that everybody else quotes it to say as if mamash 3 days are cut off, and maybe, usually, that quote is a chumrah, which is saying, if you want to make kiddush on it, don't make kiddush until 3 days. The Rabbah says after 3 days it's for sure wine, so we take him like as face value, that's always a chumrah. In Orachaim, it's a chumrah. Don't make hagafin, or don't make kiddush on until 3 days. By us, it's a kula to say, let's be for 2 days. Okay, the shiks came to mind as if they're 2.5 days of the soaking. So, would you say it look cool that if you touched it, it's not wine? He didn't say that. All he said was, by 3 days, oh my gosh, it's been for so long, it's for sure wine. Okay.
Well, why was it bubbling?
I'm wondering if it was bubbling because it was starting to ferment. I don't know, maybe it was on the peel. I'm not sure why it was fermenting. It's not clear why it was overflowing. I'm not sure.
Okay, what else? What do you mean?
L'chayr, that's what it means. L'chayr,
that's what
it means. L'chayr, that's what it means. L'chayr, because it was Shabbos. Because it's probably because it was in the middle of becoming wine. It's mukta while it's in the middle of becoming wine. It's perish that are sitting on the gods to be established. They're dry. They're in the middle of the process. They're probably why they mukta. That's I'm guessing why. Why they answer Shabbos.
Why they didn't like it,
Okay. So now, that could be also. Now, you should know. You should know. The classic girl that I mentioned beforehand, the Dakichu who brings this classic girl. I don't have a Seder in classic girl. Dakichu who brings this when he says a classic girl. The classic girl just says, pass it for a while. Okay, his words are, Shiava Olav Zman Ma. It has to sit for a while. Meaning, if you put the raisins into the water, 30 seconds later, it's not raisin juice. Okay, it takes time for it to come out. Okay, so, but I'm saying most people don't say what I'm saying. Now, in my raisin juice that I made here, okay, I tested as follows. I put it in on Tuesday night? No. Monday night. Yeah, Monday night. And I checked it a bunch of times. I checked the sugar level. Rachel Goldson gave me his thing to measure bricks. And I checked the sugar level of this thing.
Measure bricks?
B-R-I-X. X is it's a measurement of sugar. To measure how much sugar is in there. To measure how much sugar is in there. Okay? And this is what I found. Okay, I watched over the 3 days that it was becoming raisin juice. And this is what I found. Okay? On this chart, you're not going to see how many bricks it was. Okay? It's not relevant. At least for this part of what we're talking about. The amount of bricks is not so relevant because they put in more water, it would be lower bricks. Okay, the point is, how much of the percent of how much juice was going to come out, of sugar was going to come out, came out. Okay, so we did the experiment for 3 days, okay, and I measured it a bunch of times, and this is what we found. Okay, here we go. Okay, if you look at the chart, you see...
I think it was 100%, maybe it could be longer.
It could be also be more, but of the 3 days, but for sure it's wine. Of the 3 days, my point is, let's look at the 3 days, of this 3 day period. Of the 3 day period, after 3 days, it's for sure, everyone says it's for sure wine. After 3 days, in the 3 days that were over, about 75% of the sugar had come out in the first day. Okay? And you see the way the chalk looks like, that it is very dramatic at the beginning, and then it slows down. Okay? Which is sort of what the Chayadim says. Chayadim says, he says, I don't have a true Marabach. I guess he didn't use HebrewBooks.org. He says, I don't have a Chus Marabah. I don't have a Chus Marabah, so I don't know what it says there. He says, I don't understand why it should take 3 days. He says, well, it should take 1 day. Those are the regulars of Kavush Kamabushal. A day is how much it should take. He says, maybe the Marabah is Maisa Shahaya Kahaya. Okay? Like he says, it just happened to be, and 3 days had passed. He says, does the Marabah really say that it has to take 3 days? He says, I don't understand why that should take like that. So he says, and over here we're seeing that, Taka, I don't know if the days would be an official cutter, but you see that there's a dramatic amount happening at the beginning, and it slows down afterwards. Okay,
you're going to keep testing it to see
To see if it keeps going after 3 days?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to. I can't say. What did you say? Okay, but you should know this whole question of whether it's really 3 days or not is not so negative to us, because again, we don't do it by soaking, we do it with hot water. Okay, it's going to get in a second, but it's not so negative to us because we use hot water, we don't use the soaking method, we don't wait 3 days to soak. Okay, anyhow.
Also, how much water, ratio of water to raisins?
Yes, that's also important. That's important. And no one talks about that, how much you have to put into it. Okay, in this case, it was about 1.5 times water to raisins. That's what my mixture was. I'm going to try other variations.
The water level can't be above the raisins.
The water was above the raisins. The water was above the raisins. Yeah, now it drained out some, it's not. When it started, it was well above. Uh-huh. And the water slowly soaked in.
I don't give a shit, because it has to go above the level.
Right. But, okay. Now, back to where we were. There's a machlok now. The Kesset Mishnah said that you need Hamshachah for it to be considered wine, and the Marabach says you do not need Hamshachah. Okay, the Chazon Ish and some others say that the din is like the Kesset Mishnah. Okay? I forgot to tell you. The Mechaber in Aruch Chaim, L'Chayra, brings this thing that he said in Kesset Mishnah, that you have to have Hamshacha in order for it to be considered wine. Okay? That's a simple reading, as I didn't put it on the screen. The simple reading is that the Mechaber means that you have to have Hamshacha. So Chazon Ish says that's correct, that you need to have Hamshacha in order for it to be considered wine. So the people, and the Chazon Ish says that's correct, and others, the Dakichu brings other people who say that's the Minigil kinds of places that they. It wasn't one to have Hamshacha, so people had this great idea. They said, we'll make the raisin juice mevushel before we have Hamshacha. Okay? This was their second answer. Let's make bishul before Hamshacha. We don't have to have a Mashgiach standing, we'll just make bishul before. Why am I saying that? Okay, yes. So once it's juice, we should be able to make bishul on it. However,
with hot water to
mess with you, they would just cook it up. Yeah, we're going to talk about flavors in a second, but yeah, they would cook it up. The point is, okay, so that's a very good question. Yes, we'll say is, if they made it mavushal, it would not ruin it. If they made it mavushal to the temperatures of bishal that we want.
In a vacuum, what were they thinking?
No, they would do bishal at 175 degrees. At 175 degrees, it would be okay. There were claims that bishal had been done at like 200 degrees. That the company said is ridiculous because it would ruin the raisins. But 175 degrees, they would do that. But the point would be, if they would build the process that it would be mavushal before the hamshacha. The hamshacha takes time before you get a hamshacha. Again, you want the raisins to soak in there for a long time. That way we would save them. However, even though the Shulchan Aruch says like this, and the Chazir says like that, and others, but a long list of really prominent achronim don't say like that. Those are the Taz and the Shach and the Magen Avraham and the Chafetz Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah, who all say is that it's considered wine even without hamshacha. Okay, so not, and they say like the Maravach. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch said no, you know, it's really, you know, we really like the Shulchan Aruch, but so many people say not like that. So
the Shulchan can happen before.
We're going to talk more about that in a second. But yes, that's good. Yes, it can. Okay, even before the Hamshacha. So
no, I'm saying before it has a lot of sets of wine, you can do bashal it and that will make it official.
Yes. Official. Yes. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch says no, that was not going to fly. Okay. Now we have a problem, but before I go into the next part, we have a little bit of a problem. The Maravach said, Maravach says that in 3 days it becomes wine. Okay, 3 days it becomes wine. And he said was because at that point that's the cutoff. You don't need hamshacha, so the cutoff is when it sits for 3 days. Okay, what's going to be the cutoff when it does with hot water? What, 3 days? No, everybody said that can't be 3 days. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, it's a few hours later, it's already fully made. So what's going to be the cutoff if we use hot water? Okay, for regular soaking, we'll say 3 days. Chacham says 1 day. Something. We have some kind of numbers to work with. What's going to be the cutoff if we don't have to do hamshacha? If hamshacha is not the cutoff, what is the cutoff when you use hot water? Okay.
So why should you use hot water when you get hamshacha?
Because when you use hot water, you're for sure not going to need to spend 3 days in the hot water. So if the cutoff was like the testament said, the cutoff is when you do hamshacha, then it could sit for 10 years until you do hamshacha. It's not considered wine. So I know what the cutoff is hamshacha. If you say Maravach, no, you don't need to have hamshacha. So we have to make up a new cutoff. So with regular water, the cutoff is 3 days. If you don't need hamshacha, so then we're still stuck here. So what is the cutoff? It's not hamshacha and it's not 3 days. So what is the cutoff? Okay. So like this. Okay. So now we go to our last part, where this is going to come to. Like this. We assume, not everybody does, but we assume that if you're mavashal raisin juice, it can become it's protected. It can't become stamyayim. The Ramah just said is that misnas, it can become usher. The Achronim have a deal about this, but we assume that if you're mavashal, it will become usher. I've been telling you that 10 times already today. But yes, we assume, again, it's a shayim, the Achronim, we assume that being mavashal raisin juice can make it protected. What's it? The shayla is because over here the bishul helps it, and here the bishul is part of the process. There's a bunch of different reasons with different than grape juice, where the bishul is bad for it. What's it? Well, it's good for the process. Like as in the modern day way, we put in the hot water is good for the process. It helps make more raisin juice. As opposed to wine, putting heat is bad for the wine. It's a negative for the wine. A bunch of people talk about it. Okay, I'll give you names after. A bunch of people talk about it. There's an Abdenazer about it. Dr. Chu, some people. I've got other people. I'll have to look at my notes here. Okay? But we assume that Bishul does work, and it's enough to make it work. So, when we make grape juice, so we haven't talked about this yet. I was done. We're going to wait for you to talk about this. There's a Chu for Ramosha, and it's assumed that you could be Mavashal grape juice even before it's a juice. You can be mavashal the grapes. Being mavashal the grapes means that those, when you squeeze those grapes, they'll be protected, that what comes out of them will not be considered wine. Okay? So they said is, well, if you do that for grapes, let's do that for raisins also. Raisins are just dried out grapes. So if we're going to make wine, if you say you can make wine out of them, then let's be mavashal them when they're in the grape form. If we mavashal them in the grape form, then we'll protect it also. Again, the goal here is, we can make it without hashgachah mitzvahs. It takes time before the grapes turn into raisin juice. Before the raisins turn into raisin juice, it takes a certain amount of time. Some kind of time it's going to have to take. So during that time, as soon as we get into the factory or get into the water, we'll be mavashal instantly, and we'll do it like just like we do for grapes. Mevashel even before, not even a liquid, just sitting there, in raisins in water, we mevashel that. So, that was a suggestion. Again, to try to save Nin Hashgacha Tvidus. And Rebbe said, no, I don't buy it. He said, I don't accept it. He says, it's because there's a difference between a grape and a raisin. He says, in a grape, all the juice that you're going to have is already present. I mean, the grape, everything's in there, you just have to squeeze it, and it just, you have to just get it out, but it's all in there. So in din, it's not considered wine yet until you do hamshacha, okay? But it's all there, everything you want to be mevashel is already present. So you could do bishul on the grapes. As opposed to the raisins, there's nothing there, okay? You saw how Jesse was trying to get some wine out of this thing, there's nothing in here. Now, there's a potential, there's the sugar in it, and actually when you put the water in, now that all pieces are present, but they're not in the form of wine yet. There's water here, and there's sugar over here. It's going to take time until we... No. The liquid that's in the grape is already considered wine. It is wine. Not wine as in alcoholic wine. It's dying already in there. It's all ready to go. As opposed to here, the two parts have to mix with each other and make to something. He says, so it's too late. It's too early to do bishul on that thing. So everybody is present today, but see, he's saying if they're not, everyone is present, but it's not in the form that's wine. The grapes are in the form. Okay, now,
heaven
interacted. Yeah. Okay, so lots of other people were not so happy about the story either. Well, that's what Rebelski said. So Reb Zishablech, who was particularly unhappy about it, sent the Shaila to Nachum Eisenstein to answer Reb Yashin. Okay. And Rabbi Yashiv said back, we just have what Nachum said, we don't have Rabbi Yashiv said, you know. He has Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv says, no problem. He says, if you mevashel the raisins, no problem, it's mevushel. No problem. Just like by grapes, it works for raisins also, and that's everything's wonderful. Okay? And he said, his logic, the way Rabbi Nachum Eisenstein explained it was, that the logic was, he says, the rules here have to do with, the Gemara makes a passing reference to pouring this stuff on Avodah Zarah. Mevushel helps by preventing it from what would be poured on Avodah Zarah. He says that the rules for Avodah Zarah, somehow he knows, are the same as for the Mizbeach. Let's assume that they work for the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach, and its Nishtanim and Briyasa, is not kosher for the Mizbeach. So if you would cook the raisins, they would already also not be kosher for the Mizbeach. So once it's cooked, it doesn't make a difference, raisin, grape. I mean, as much, the goal here is not to get the juice. The point is to get the thing that's changed from what it was originally. And once you do that, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Okay, now, Rogelsky argued on that. I can't explain what he said, so I won't. But he didn't buy it. He heard Rabbi Yashiv said he did not buy it. That much I'll tell you. So according to Rabbi Yashiv, we have another way to save it, which is do the bishul really quickly. Okay, do the bishul right away. Okay.
Is he using hot water to make the
So no. Using the hot water, I was about to say, using hot water is not enough. You have to make it into a klivishin. The heat draws out the sugar, but to be mevushel, everyone assumed you had to use a klivishin. It's like an odd child, and no one ever thought of it before, using mevashel grape juice with ivory. But in this case, they said, no, you have to get, but they can do that. Because all you have to do is just put a heat source into the very first time, add the water. So you add the water to the raisins, put a steam on it over there, and it'll be mevushel for a second. Okay, long before it's one. Okay, so now, but according to Rabdowski, we ran into the following problem, okay, to which I don't know the real answer to this, but I'm almost done. And that is, Rabdowski said, no, you can't do bishul until it turns into wine. Okay, so now remember, I said to you a few minutes ago, if you don't need hamshacha to make it into wine, and you're not going to let it soak for 3 days, what's going to be the cutoff to say is, now it's wine? So again, according to Rabdowski, I don't care when it's wine. Rabdowski says, cook it, but it's still a grape. So put the raisins and water together. I don't care if it's wine yet. I would care if it's wine to make it usher, but I want to make it mevushel. Make it mevushel as soon as you want to. But Rebbe said, no, it has to be wine. He said, at what point is it wine? It's not going to sit for 3 days. So it's not going to have hamshacha. It's not going to sit for 3 days. What's going to be the criteria to say is, now it's wine?
Okay. Sure, it has to be wine. Once I put the water in, and now I'm cooking the water.
So he said,
He said, no,
that's not enough. It's got to be turned to cross a line and become wine. He said, okay, what's the line? So the federal government says that it's considered single-strength raisin juice. It's in CFR. Single-strength raisin juice is 18 and a half bricks. It's considered single-strength raisin juice. Okay, I don't know where that came from. It's a tax law. Okay, it has to do with taxes. How concentrated something is considered, tax law has 18 and a half bricks. Does that mean anything? I don't know where they got it from, nor do we really understand it, because if you put in more water, you have a lower price. So what does it mean? What is the cutoff? Okay, so we're sort of like left hanging, which is, how do you decide what the cutoff is? As I recall, when the OU did this, they would tackle also, we were scratching our heads, and they waited until it was like really high bricks level, like over the 20s, and mine got to 24. But they had to get a really high bricks level, but something fuzzy over here. We're saying the cutoff is not Hamshacha. The cutoff is not 3 days. So we have to make up a new shear. We have no idea what that shear should be. Okay, so we're sort of, according to Rabowski, according to, if we put all these pieces together, we're sort of left hanging, which is what they're doing now. So now the people who are making raisin juice concentrate with Hamshacha to me this will not let the guy touch it, even when it's a few bricks, because maybe it's wine at that point. And they won't consider it mavushal until it gets to a much higher bricks level. I don't know, but a high number, until it gets a really high number. And at that point, they'll say, okay, now everyone will view that it's wine, and now it can be mavushal. So it's like a window there while it sits hanging, while it... Why are you making faces? It's very difficult.
That's
sealed
the tape for
days. Well, they have a sand there. No, it's not days. No, this is just hours. It just takes hours to get all the juice out of this hot water. So it just takes hours to get it out. If it was sealed there for 3 days, they could do it also, just seal and go home. But no, it's a few hours. So while it sits there, now it's protected. And then at a certain point, they say, okay, now we're ready to Mavashlin. The Mashiach does his thing, then Mavashlin, and now then they're safe.